What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, PSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Captain America has been named. It will be Aaron Judge for Team USA leading the way in the 2026 World Baseball Classic.
I saw it. You know, listen, and it's not going to happen because the frequency and him being his age and how much more prime baseball he has, he's not going to turn into like Melo with the Olympics. Like Melo tried to almost turn his Olympics and fill his lack of championships. And I know you remember this. With his Olympic prowess.
Right.
Now, I know Judge is not doing that. What does this mean to me? It means very little. I mean, honestly, like, I love Judge. He is an amazing ambassador for the city, for young kids, for baseball, you name it. Check, 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 check. Great guy. All right, the captain of the WBC Team USA. Here's
what it would mean to me. Like, I think it's a great honor for him, sure. And am I more intrigued to watch the Worthless Baseball Classic now? Maybe, but if I am a Yankee fan or somebody who cares about the Yankee season in any way, shape, or form, and I do, I'm thinking one thing. He can't get hurt. The Mets season got ruined a couple years ago because Edwin Diaz got hurt in this World Baseball Classic, and I would just, I understand why it could be a good event to some. The risk of getting hurt and ruining what really matters, you've got players saying, this is a quote, players saying that the World Baseball Classic means more to them than the World Series. I think when you have that, much like the four nations tournament, that I think when you have that, you have a problem.
Well, so should the Yankees intervene? Because we've seen, right, they didn't let Severino go. The Yankees have intervened before. They'll never do that to Aaron Judge.
I'm sure they probably already had discussions.
Well, yeah, it's not like he just blindly, this press release blindly popped up. The Yankees are like, wow, oh, Judge is doing this. Oh, my God. No, that's not it. But I don't know. I mean, I guess if you, now, the injury to Diaz was freak. But, I mean, it's the more you're active and the more you ramp up, probably earlier than you. That's the key. Like, to get ready for the WBC, you've got to amp up almost unnaturally because of when it occurs.
Right.
And, you know, just think about the normal calendar for a Major League Baseball player. You know, you get there in February, you know, take some sweat, maybe January, get on the backfields, shake some balls, get some running, do some stretching, kind of ease into it where, and then you can kind of ease into games, get in a bat here, get two at bats here, incrementally build yourself up to the start of the season. He's going to be in his mid-30s when this is going down. My first reaction, honestly, was not injury, and I'm not going to just latch onto it now because I'm not terrified about it. But if it's that big of a concern, which I could see why it could be for some, then maybe the Yankees should intervene so you can't throw it.
I would be saying the same thing if it were Soto, if I'm the Mets, and he's going to want to participate. I'm sure he's going to Lindor, all these players. I just have a hard time. It doesn't mean that everybody's going to get hurt. Odds are maybe they don't get hurt. But as somebody who experienced it in the worst way possible, it is an otherwise, as it pertains to Major League Baseball, which I would assume the majority of us value most, as it pertains to Major League Baseball, The World Baseball Classic means nothing. That's why I call it the Worthless Baseball Classic. I get people like it, but as it pertains to Major League Baseball, it means nothing. And to have players that you're paying hundreds of millions of dollars participate at a high level without the ramp up necessarily, right out of the gate and going harder maybe in those games than they do in a regular season game, I take major issue with
that. The thing is, there's no way to do this properly. If you do it like right at the end of the season, well, now you say after the World Series, like immediately following the World Series, now you're starting to get to a point where, whether it's from an innings perspective or just an unnatural taxing of the body, you know, you run the risk of injury at that point. If you do it too prematurely, which I think that they do, well, you know, now you run the risk of guys getting hurt because they unnaturally ramp themselves up to prepare at a very high level. Let's face it. You get an at-bat in a Grapefruit League or a Cactus game, Sal, on a Tuesday, you know, you're 32, 33, like a Judge or somebody like a Mike Trout. You're not going to play the next day necessarily. You get one at-bat to see some pitch. You go on the stationary bike. You go home. The WBC, you try to beat other countries. When you try to beat other countries, you're doing it with an energy and a respect and a pride and a forcefulness that is not necessarily natural. So you can't do it at the end. You can't really, you shouldn't really do it at the beginning. And if you interrupt the season, I hate that. Because when you interrupt the season, to me, now you are beginning to usurp what is most important, the actual season.
Right, but what happens if one of the star players... Would you ever forgive the WBC if Judge got hurt, God forbid, for the season? Pick a player. It doesn't have to be him if you want to jinx it. Well, whoever.
I know. I mean, listen, your reaction with Diaz as a Mets fan.
Coming off a year where, you know, they won 101 games, supposed to be building.
It was warranted. I get it. Now, I mine is more like, you know, thoughts or theories or how would I feel or just a general thought on baseball players or any athlete getting ready unnaturally, as I've said a few times here. So it's not personalized for me. It's more a concept that doesn't, has
for
yet
now,
not
yeah, exactly,
going to
right.
impact me.
Right.
I mean, you tell me Judge runs into a wall and gets hurt like he did against the Dodgers. That's different than maybe him throwing out his shoulder because he's trying to, you know, gun somebody down when he's not ready. I'm sure my reaction wouldn't be measured. Put it that way.
And by the way, Diaz hasn't been the same since.
No, he hasn't really been
now,
the same. You're right.
That's one extreme example, but it's the only thing. I mean, I hate to say, I really don't care if USA Baseball wins. I care more if the Yankees win. I care more if the Mets win. So I can't get into the World Baseball Classic as far as caring about it. Certainly not in comparison to what we grew up rooting for here. However, the players are more into it. Players love it. There are some fans who do value it. So it's going to be a bigger and better thing. Judge now being the front and center, the face of Team USA is going to be a bigger deal. I can't help but think, I just want to make sure you get through this thing unscathed.
I'd rather have, you know, 20 or 25 of the best college kids out there against Cuba
why can't we do it that way?
I don't know. I mean, really, it stopped because when we used to do that, Bobby Knight used to coach the Olympic team, I believe twice, certainly once, but in 84, I think he did it before that, but I'm not 100% sure. But he coached Mullen, Michael Jordan, Sam Perkins, all those guys were on the 84 team. Bunch of beasts. And then we went in 88. Sal, as still with a bunch of amateurs, and I believe that that's when we lost, and we're like, whoa, we're not going against the world with, you know, not even grown man strength here. So now we unleash and we introduce the 92 Dream Team, and now it's our mission to obliterate the world into a bloody pulp, which most times we do, not every time. So I think it's really just we don't want to concede, you know, by sending younger players. That's where it's all derived from.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
And now, two pigeons bemoaning the fact you can choose the TV you want with DirecTV.
So now they can pick out their favorite entertainment when they sign up and save money?
You mean if you like sports,
you can get a sports pack.
What about entertainment?
Entertainment pack.
It's like finding an old pizza with your favorite toppings. Which for me would be pineapple and toenails.
Pineapple?
Pay for the TV you want, not the TV you don't.
Genre packs starting at $34.99 a month. Visit DirectTV.com for more information. New residential customers only. Local channels vary by market. Services renew monthly unless you cancel online. Credit card required. Restrictions apply.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.